What we've all been waiting for.
I wasn't nervous earlier, but it's gotten built up now. So, so first off, thank you for having me and the department representative. My name is Todd Sammons. I'm a subdivision engineer within the development coordination section. We actually have two groups in the development coordination section. Is the TIS-TOA group that's headed up by Bill Brockenbrough. And then I'm in charge of the other group, the subdivision section, and our group handles entrance plan approvals for any type of residential, major residential or commercial development that takes access to state-maintained roads. Again, I wanted to thank the county council for extending the invitation to the department, the Sussex County Administrative Group, specifically Todd Lawson, for reaching out to us. We appreciate the invite. We like to participate in these meetings. We're not always invited to them, so we only come when we are. But it's a good forum, and it's great to see the public here, you know, expressing their concerns and, I guess, some support for the development. So with that being said, I'm happy to answer any questions that you have or address any.
I would like to have an up-to-date TIS.
Okay.
You just address that. Why did the department decide they don't need one?
Sure.
And you've heard some comments from these people.
Sure. Bill Brockenbrough, who is our county coordinator who handles the traffic impact study results, based on the analysis that was done, the initial analysis, the final TIS letter went out in 2008, and actually it came from me because I was in Bill's group at that time. It actually, the development was so large at the time, as well as the committed developments that were in it, and then we also apply seasonal factors, growth factors, and we grow the traffic out. And the analysis here was 2014, so it's really not that far off from where we are in 2016 now. Bill actually went back and reviewed everything and looked at the analysis and determined that it was the analysis was adequate to determine what the impacts of the development would be, specifically since it's been reduced so much. So put it in layman's terms, it was very conservative, the TIS analysis, so it's still adequate in Bill's expert opinion. And I can actually read you a little excerpt from Bill. If you'll give me a second, I can find it here. Because he was specifically asked that question. Sorry, I brought so many documents that just bear with me. So Bill says, DLDOT finds because of the reductions in size and the traffic generation of the proposed development that the 2006 TIS and the 2009 McCormick-Taylor final TIS review letter are sufficient to identify a maximum set of off-site improvements needed to accommodate the currently proposed development. DLDOT does not require a new TIS for the currently proposed development, but what we did do is we said that there needed to be supplemental analysis, and that's where the traffic operational analysis comes into play, and that's looking at three intersections. That's looking at the two entrances for the development, as well as it's going to reevaluate Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road and the Cape Henlopen High School entrance. Again, based on Bill's expert opinion, reviewing the analysis, this is what we do every day, representing the public, the greater good. We felt that the analysis was adequate to determine what the
looking at these
are.
Other supplemental things, when should that occur, before the rezoning or after rezoning?
That is a question for, I think, for the county council to answer.
Well, when would it be better to have the information before we rezone it or after we rezone it?
Because it's hard. Can I ask it another way?
Go ahead.
What's it analyze? Is it analyze the rezoning or does it analyze specific site conditions?
No. And hopefully this addresses your question, too. So, because I can speak to that, I believe. So what it's going to look at is the entrances specifically and the impact so that they can be designed properly with regards to...
But they haven't got anything. There's no design. There's no nothing.
We don't, but based on the fact that, you know, doing this many times, the traffic operation analysis is not going to show us anything that the developer could not account for in their entrance design. Meaning that if they need a 350-foot right turn lane for their site entrance or they need a signal, they could build that. And that's whatever's needed to accommodate that their site entrance to make it a safe operational access, we will make that recommendation, and ultimately they'll have to implement it before we will approve an entrance plan approval.
Okay, we've had some good testimony from the opposition tonight, and is there any benefit having your department review the opposition's report, because we've got to base our decision on what we've heard. Now, we've heard from the opposition, and they say you're deficient in providing enough information for this council to make a decision, and you're saying and your boss is saying we've got enough information. So is there any benefit from having us request the DOT to review this and come back with some comments like it has merit or has no merit or whatever? Is there any benefit?
Great question. I'll answer it in two parts, in that, you know, being a public agency, we always want to be responsive or receptive to any person or entity. And
what would be a council request? We would have to do it. They're not going to do it.
So, right. Correct. So that's the first part. Secondly, based on me having worked in the traffic impact study group, understanding what the analysis is, debriefing with the group, understanding the amount of analysis that's occurred in this area, you're going to end up with similar results, or close to being the same. Actually, some of the results may be better because the department has made infrastructure improvements over the years, as well as there's been, as development communities have come on board, they've made infrastructure improvements. Let me give you an example. The Gills Neck Kings Highway High School intersection, if you reanalyze that now, it's going to analyze better than what we initially analyzed before,
right.
Because those improvements have been made with left turn lanes, right turn lanes in every direction. There's been improvements on Gills Neck Road. So you could end up with similar or better results. You may end up.
Well, that might be good information for the council to have. So I'm just saying, is there a benefit for, at the end of our meeting, I might request additional information, and it might be that we have you review the opposition's report and give us a report on that. And that might have some good news. It might not, you know.
Of course, we would be open to whatever county council would
want,
or any other groups. But I think, again,
I understand what you're saying.
I don't have a crystal ball, but I would expect us to land in the same area. And to further answer that question is, when you have an urban area, resort area, you have to expect a certain amount of delays. Because as a traffic engineer, and I said this to Planning and Zoning Commission, we want to fix everything. That's what we're trying to do. We come in to make everything from a capacity, level of service standpoint, from safety perspective, operational perspective. We want to fix it. But the reality is, to fix certain things, is you're going to create infrastructure and things you don't want in certain areas and in your community. I'm talking about overpasses. I'm talking about four-lane highways. That's how you get capacity of service. So there's a balance between content-sensitive design, the infrastructure that you provide to that area, expected levels of service, delay, those types of things. The great thing is, you know, the Lewis area is a resort area and it has all those benefits. The bad thing is, from a congestion standpoint, as you can hear the frustration from a lot of people who have testified, there is those delays out there. And there's a balance, and that's where we do these incremental improvements. And then also, coupled with the corridor management plan, the byway committee that's identifying what they want that the roadways and those areas to look like and to grow up as, we're going to balance the transportation infrastructure to account for the capacity, as well as keeping that concept-sensitive design in that area that people enjoy and want to live in. So it's a balance.
Okay, well, I'm just sensitive because if we did not, when we had some testimony from the opposition, and it seemed to be very well thought out, I think we would be negligent if we didn't probably request from your agency some comments on that and review, because if we didn't, it would look like we overlooked something we should have done that. So I will still request that. So and hopefully, you know, you can look that over and give us back, like I said, a response.
Yeah.
I heard him say what he did was a traffic count.
Right.
That's all he
did. That's okay. But like I said.
I assume if we give you his traffic count, you can sort of say if you agree with the traffic count or not, because I'm sure you do traffic counts too.
Correct. And I would, I'm sorry, I forgot to lean. Mr. Lenhart had even said that the type of analysis that he did or the counts that he did wasn't at the level of analysis that we did. But we could utilize this information, compare apples to apples, but it would be a piece of this whole big puzzle that we've already put together.
But I think the point was that the traffic counts have increased so much from the time you had them before. So that's the comparison you can make, and maybe you can extrapolate something from that. But again, to help us make a decision,
sure.
That's all I'm looking for.
Well, we're like this. We look at this one application, and it looks like DLDOT's looking at that one. But that owner has a lot of land outside of there, and there's a farm that's going up for sale further in. I think half of it's in Lewis or half's in the county. And that, you know, I don't want to, I'd like to be able to look at some of, you know, the whole situation, the whole picture.
Sure.
And just not one thing at a time. I think I'm getting in trouble that way.
And there are studies, there are initiatives that are undertaken to account for these things. The comp plan is based off of build outs of the areas. You know, it's projected out 5 years.
Right.
I'm probably preaching to the choir on what you understand and know already more than I do. And we're looking at creating a transportation improvement district in this area. We're working with the council to do that, as well as we've done studies that project out. That's why we apply growth factors. We apply a lot of factors to the areas that aren't built to try to accommodate them. And keep in mind, too, is we are a support agency to the counties, municipalities, and in development coordination, we are reactive to a proposal. And we give that information to the council to make their determinations. But DLDOT as a whole, we have a road design section that are looking and they're growing things out. We have a planning section that are growing things out to 2040. And they're looking at this holistically. And we have DLDOT projects coming online in our capital transportation program that take into account all these things to plan. And maybe it's not as fast as sometimes the public would like to see, but we are tasked with doing that, and that's what we do, and that's what our agency exists. So it is, and it's in parallel to what's occurring from the reactive state of developments being proposed. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of got it. We're fighting the fire both or in
if
two directions.
If you only had just more money, you could do a lot more.
We could, we could solve all the problems.
Let's not go down that path.
We have more questions of council. Yes.
I wonder what you would get, what kind of an answer you'd get if we were required to look at level of service and compare that to what we're approving. You know, what are the numbers? I mean, I'm just, you have that up in Newcastle County.
Yes.
And Kent County.
Yep, and the UDC is very clearly defined about how.
Right.
You have to have an acceptable level of service D
right.
or greater.
Wonder what our answer would be.
There's more latitude in certain areas throughout the rest of the state, specifically Sussex County. And again, in a resort area, if you had the criteria the UDC has, you already have so many intersections that probably be failing now because of the resort traffic that you couldn't fix them. I mean, there's just not the space, there's not the room. So there has to be that balance of an expected delay. An expected level of congestion versus what you can do to fix that. Because again, the fix would probably be something that nobody would support. I don't think anybody would support an overpass next to downtown Lewis.
No.
Or 6 lanes worth of roadway going through there.
But whatever is requested on that road likely will be approved because our law is very giving and very forgiving. I mean, you know, people want to have B1 or it's even CR1 up on the other area, that other part. It's likely to be approved. This is what I'm talking about. And I didn't get your answer. I didn't get an answer out of what you just said. But
what was your question? And I'll try to re-answer.
I wanted to know, we were required to match the level of service with what's being asked for in this application.
Sure, just be quiet.
Level of service is subjective. So what are you asking for with regards to level service?
Okay, what is the level service right there now?
It depends on the location. It depends on the time. It depends on a lot of different things.
Okay. Well, all right.
And it also depends on the improvements. So I can say, as the example I gave before, in certain intersections, because department or development communities, as they've developed, have made improvements, the level surface is a lot better than it used to be. Some locations, it's worse because no improvements have been made.
Can you improve the level of service with this application?
This application is definitely improving the level of service.
You can.
And I'd be remiss in not referencing the 2009 agreement that LT and Associates signed with the department. That agreement was based off of a huge overinflation of what the traffic would be based on their proposal. It's substantially less now, but yet they've been willing to whether you're for the development or not. I'm not. We're impartial at DLDOT, but I'm just stating a fact here that the what they agreed to is more than they would most likely be required now if they had to do analysis, because it was the analysis numbers. Everything was so overinflated.
So what you're saying is they're going to make contributions, financial contributions?
Yes, ma'am. They're actually doing more than that, in that they're doing the financial and construction contributions.
I understand. Okay. So, yep. And I've heard those answers before, but somehow the things didn't get done, you know. But not your fault. But I wonder where that money is anyway.
Well, but
you know,
with this one,
Old
is that,
Landing Road.
And, was that an accurate statement, though? Because they talked about. Just because I know Mrs. Deaver has a valid question, because we hear a lot of times that there's money contributed but the projects don't get done. We've heard in this case that there were projects that were done. I mean, do you agree with that assessment or no?
Yes, in this case, we didn't, and in the agreement's public record, there's not a lot of contributions. This is more of them making actually physical improvements out there. Again, the example of Kings Highway Gills Neck. That intersection there, it's under construction right down the last phase of it. Huge improvement out there. Department that's been on our radar for many years to get improved, so it's being done, and it's privately funded. Again, I'm impartial to this, but you can't deny the benefits of that intersection improvement there, as well as the pedestrian improvements, as well as the complete streets with requiring all forms of transportation to be looked at, the improvements that are along Gills Neck Road, the softening of the curves. All those types of things are being funded by private development. The only contribution that was in that agreement, I believe, was a $50,000 contribution to the roundabout, the potential roundabout that would be created at Dartmouth and Kings Highway. And there were some other things that the department's already completed, like the triple left at Dartmouth and Route 1, there by the where the Wawa.
Yeah.
We did that as part of our pedestrian improvements along Route 1, which is a huge improvement. So the department has been doing things, as well as development communities as they come through.
Where is that agreement? I'd like to have.
It's in the record.
I'm sorry. Did I miss it? I didn't do my homework.
I think Mr. Arlette or somebody
okay,
has a question.
Okay, we have it, right?
Yeah, we have
yes,
it.
Yes, okay. So.
Thank you. And if I understand it, that the applicant is actually getting the work done on the entrance into the high school.
Yes.
But you're overseeing it, or how did...
Yes.
But they're paying.
Great question. I'm glad you brought that up. Whenever those types of improvements occur, the department mandates, they have to actually go through our group, the subdivision section, and we evaluate these construction plans.
Yeah, sure.
And they actually do the design through one of their engineers, but we review it and make sure it meets state standards.
Okay.
And then ultimately they go construct it, but we inspect it the whole time, and then we don't accept it until it meets all of our standards, and then it goes into state maintenance.
Does that have any federal strings?
We'll ask him to ask those questions later. We're getting off the...
Excuse me. Does that have federal strings? Is that federal money going into that?
That intersection improvement was solely private money.
That's good.
Anything else, Ms.
Dean? I'm all right. Yeah, thank you.
Well, any more questions? Dale Dobb, Mr. Arlette.
Oh, sure.
In a minute.
Yes, sir. So, Couple thoughts. Number one is in your assessment back in I guess the last one that was done, what was it, 08-09?
Yes,
I think,
09.
Right, TIS. So I mean, as in your numbers, I understand that this application, of course, has reduced their request of square footage, i.e., traffic. But along with that, you have a new high school across the street.
Yes.
You have expectations of growth in that high school. And I guess everybody's catching the bus.
They've had enough of
catching the van. We're all out of here.
Had all I can stand.
But the concern is that, you know, there are planned growth for that school, which is across the street. I also assume that you guys are in communication with the Lewis Ferry, correct?
Yes, sir.
As it relates to those traffic counts.
Yes.
So the question is that part of your analysis, all of those potential and planned growths?
So when we did this analysis, the Cape and Open High School expansion was accounted for as a committed development, and it was the new school to be built on the current site, expanding student base from 850 to 1,600, which I think is where it is now, or it has the potential to grow to that. Somebody else may be able to comment on it, but we accounted for it up to 1,600 then. And then as far as we involved the Delaware River Bay Authority when we were doing all this analysis, because Freeman Highway is actually technically their roadway, and some of the improvements that were associated with Schofield in the past, there was a recommendation made when it was the large Schofield to potentially put a signal in at Monroe Avenue. Mm-hmm. We had to coordinate with them to see. So, yes, they were at the table when we talk about this, any type of improvements along Freeman Highway. And then the numbers are accounted for. If the DRBA is planning any expansion, then we would account for it in any type of analysis. At the time, they were not, and I don't know that they are currently.
Well, and also, just to be fair for the residents in this area and also the mayor who is still sitting over there, with respect to an overpass or four-way road in the town of Lewis, we would love to have a four-way road on Route 24 or Route 9.
I understand.
Just for the record,
sure.
You know, let's forget about the little town of Lewis. We would love to have DelDOT focus.
Mr. Mayor,
you know, he knows what I'm referring to.
For the record, I know that Route 24 right now is currently in design phase for improvements, and I think Route 9.
Because of all the growth that we've had over the last 30, 40 years, those roads have really yet to be addressed.
Understand.
So.
Any more questions, DelDOT, about this project?
Not this project.
It was alluded in the on the record. I just wanted to address that as well. So, but thank you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, sir, very much.
And if I have no problem with staying around if there's follow-up questions, if you'd like.
That would be fantastic. We'll see what it might be.
Mrs. Okay. Deaver, you had asked about that letter agreement, and just to circle back on
that.
Thank you.
George won't let me take any more questions.
It was tab 8 of the exhibit book.
So,
okay, so... how we talked about this procedurally going, and it may not be necessary at this point, was after all those groups spoke, to the extent council had any questions for the four groups, we've kind of already asked questions.
I think we pretty much covered the questions.
It sounds good. If council's comfortable with that, then what I'd like to do, I'm not sure if still here is Ms. Van Gilder. She asked to speak, not because she's in favor of or opposed to it. She just had some general comments. So since that doesn't fall in either category, I said she could go next.
Feelings. We call that feelings.
I think certainly, yes, unless you want to keep them, but yeah, no, that's fine.
You have no more questions.
No, that's correct. Thank you, Mr. Lenhart. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for being here.
We got all paper, all the accounts we need. I said we got on our paper code, we got all the accounts we need.
His report's on record?
Yes, his report.